The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Once there was a sheep named Wilma. Wilma had a large family who would spend all day, every day, grazing on the fresh, sweet grass that grew in that country. At night, they would sleep in a giant sheep pile, all huddled together for warmth. Watching over all of it was a young shepherd boy. Wilma took great comfort knowing that the shepherd boy was protecting them. And if trouble should come prowling around, this boy would be the first one to see it. He would sound the alarm and bring hordes of villagers to the flock's defense. Then he would wage battle against the prowler until he had driven it off or died trying. But Wilma and the other sheep could not see that this boy was not the sort of person that you should trust with your life. His mind was rarely on where he was or what he was doing. Most days he spent his time inventing games to amuse himself. And most nights he would lie under the stars, drawing pictures in them as they emerged one by one. One morning, Wilma was tearing up sweet mouthfuls of grass when the shepherd boy started crying out, "Wolf! Wolf! There's a wolf eating the sheep!" Every head in the flock immediately shot up in fear. But the wide-eyed sheep only saw the shepherd boy sitting in a tree and laughing at the villagers who had come running because of the wolf prank. They looked so funny. A few days later, the sheep were enjoying an early afternoon siesta when all of a sudden they heard the shepherd boy crying out, "Wolf! Wolf! He's eating the sheep!" Wilma panicked. And all of a sudden, the sheep started jumping up and tripping over one another, scrambling, trying to get away. But when they gained their footing, they only saw the shepherd boy sitting up in the tree, laughing at the villagers who had once again fallen for his prank. Then one evening, as the shadows lengthened and the sheep were finishing their evening meal, Wilma heard a panicked bleating over by the tree line. There, sure enough, a great, hungry wolf was chasing down the sheep for a savory mutton dinner. The shepherd boy, startled out of his sky pictures, scrambled up the nearest tree and began to cry, "Wolf! Wolf! He's eating the sheep!" But no help came. By morning, the wolf was gone, having eaten his fill, and the remaining sheep were scattered across the countryside. Jesus warns us about hired hands, who, like the shepherd boy, are not worthy of our trust. He says, the hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. Unlike the boy who cried wolf, and unlike the shepherd who's first loyal, unlike the hired hands, the shepherd's first loyalty is the flock. But the hired hand's first loyalty is to something or someone else. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's personal security. Sometimes it's comfort, or sometimes it's public approval. But whatever it may be, the hired hand cannot be counted on to act in the best interests of the flock. But they can always be counted on to act in their own best interest. I'd like to tell you another story. Once, there was a sheep named William. William had a large family who would spend all day, every day, grazing on the fresh, sweet grass that grew in that country. And at night, they would sleep in a giant pile of sheep, all huddled together for warmth. Watching over all of it was the Good Shepherd. William and the rest of the flock were wary of the Good Shepherd. They were familiar with the stories, like the one told by the remnant of Wilma's flock. They heard how their shepherd boy had fled up a tree when trouble came prowling. Although the Good Shepherd was very attentive to their needs and always slept with one eye open, William and the others would not completely trust him until he had proven himself. And that chance came sooner than any of them expected. One night, William was sleeping peacefully in the sheep pile when a few leaves began to rustle near the tree line. Supposing this to be the wind, William rolled over and attempted to go back to sleep. But no wind was blowing that night. And a few minutes later, the leaves began to rustle again. William began to grow nervous. What was causing that rustling? Who was there? Where was the Good Shepherd? Then, without any warning, a wolf sprang from the undergrowth and began charging towards the sleeping sheep. William was just about to let out a panicked bleat when the Good Shepherd intercepted the wolf mid-stride. This barely fazed the wolf, and she darted to and fro, trying to find a way around the Good Shepherd. But each time she moved, the shepherd moved also, placing himself between the hungry wolf and the terrified flock. Although the shepherd did his best to fend off the wolf, she never wavered in her pursuit of that savory mutton dinner. At last, the shepherd threw himself to the wolf and allowed her to devour him. Once she was fully sated, she ran back into the woods, leaving the flock alone. Jesus identifies himself as the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Unlike the hired hand, whose first loyalty is to someone or to something else, the Good Shepherd's first loyalty is to the flock. Jesus is the image of the invisible Father. He embodies the Father's great love for the flock of Israel, and he embodies the Father's great love for the world. His death saves us, and his resurrection gives us a glimpse of the future which God has prepared for us. There are many hired hands in this world, but there is only one Good Shepherd.
He has proven his identity to us on his crucified body. And the Father confirmed his identity for us by raising him from the dead. We are also hired hands, tending what belongs to God alone. And we bear the Good Shepherd's cross on our foreheads through our baptism. As Jesus embodied the Father's love for the flock of Israel and for the world, we also embody Jesus' love for the flock of Israel and for the world, although we do so imperfectly. So let us be true to our calling and trust in the Lord. For the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want.